Hello, friends. You are listening to the Warrior's Way podcast. This is episode 139. That's crazy. We're doing a walkabout talkabout this season, for those that don't know, if you're just tuning in. And today we are going to talk about how we can live a more engaged life, I think is the best way to put it. I mean, we all, if you're listening to this, at least I'm guessing that you do some sort of training. And I mean, that's great. But what do you do with it? You know, I've been thinking about this a lot lately, given the, you know, condition of the planet. If you're listening to this when it comes out, Lahaina vanished off the face of the earth thanks to fires. Here in Canada, we've got the worst fire season we've ever seen. You know, there's ice melting and the oceans are warming up, and it's not a good situation. So what does all this training that you do have to do with all of that? For me, what I've come to understand over decades, I won't say how many, but decades of training, is that I think that what you need to do is actually use your training for some purpose. And that doesn't mean it has to be in some, you know, massive kind of way that, you know, you're going to earn the Nobel Peace Prize. That wouldn't be a terrible thing to do either, but the reality is the little things that we all do and the big things that we do and how we live our lives and the choices that we make, they all actually matter more than you think they do. Just crossing the street and hopefully not getting hit. Yay me, made it. It's that one street. Every time cars look at me like they want to eat me. If you can imagine, because you might be thinking, what does this guy even, what does he mean, engaged? The other way that I think about it is you need to have training that's functional. And what I mean by that is, imagine that you're living in some temple up in the mountains, and your whole temple is renowned for having cultivated this high degree of happiness and joy and living a life that, you know, you're doing great. And now imagine that they're in that same place, not in the temple, but in the villages, the people are struggling. They are unhappy. They are, you know, plagued by high levels of suicide and, you know, terrible things. And now imagine that somebody comes to that temple and is like, hey, can you come and help these people out and help them find peace in their life and, you know, help make this bad situation better? And instead of doing anything, you instead, as a community, say, nope, we're happy up here in the mountain, being happy all day just amongst ourselves. We're not doing that because it's not going to bring us happiness. That's a terrible way to be if you think about it. And it makes your training actually completely useless. It's good in your little bubble, but can you actually do something with it? If you're doing martial arts, say, and your whole focus is on fighting, is that bringing anything to the world and to your life? You know, are you actually able to translate your ability to do knees and elbows into living a better life? And I'm, by better life, I mean an actual better life. Are you making the world a better place? Or, you know, is everything just outside of you? Or are you just in your little bubble, just like that place up in the mountains? Because when it comes down to it, we can live very isolated lives where, you know, we do what we do just for the sake of us, and we don't really think about it very much. It gives us some joy, maybe, or, you know, it makes us look better when we are standing in the bathroom mirror looking at ourselves thinking, oh man, look at me. But the forests are burning down, the oceans are warming, and the one bit of training that you could be doing, you know, training to make this world a better place, it's not really translating. So what I'm going to talk about, instead of, because I could go in so many directions with this, is maybe the way a lot of us have been feeling when we hear the news of, you know, all this climate disaster or, you know, any of the awful things. It gives us a feeling of, well, I'll just call it anger. Maybe it's righteous anger. Maybe it's aggravation, whatever you want to take it as. Now, in and of itself, anger is not a useful thing. You know, now I'm not talking about being cranky. We all get cranky. I was cranky last night, had a very long day at work, taught some classes, went home, and with my last hour that I had before I hit the hay, the dogs were just barking nonstop, and it made me cranky. What did make me angry, but it was like, come on, I just want some peace, man. So there's a difference. Crankiness is just the way it goes sometimes when you're tired. And anger, though, anger is useless unless we use that, you know. And I'm talking in this way, I'm just talking about this one thing. We can use the same idea with everything and anything. So the question would be, what do we do about that? So you're aggravated about hearing about these places burning down. You're aggravated about, you know, what the future holds for your children and your grandchildren and everything else. That anger and frustration and stress and anxiety, it's kind of useless unless you're doing something about it. I think that we can all agree with. Now, you can, you know, just stomp your feet and tell all your friends how the world's falling apart, and, you know, I don't know what the value of that is. Or you can make some choices in your life about how you're going to deal with it. Little dogs. So what we want to do is take those same emotions, especially the anger bit or the frustration or the concern, and we can flip it and we can turn that into compassion. And when we turn it into compassion and we have the perspective of, you know, being a warrior, or in Buddhism you call these people that make this big choice about, you know, I'm going to live my life to help others more than anything else. That's the bodhisattva. So if you want to live like you're this spiritual warrior, this bodhisattva, you're, you know, deciding that you're going to make this world a better place for you having been in it, and you're going to help all other things, you know, or as I like to describe it, your way of living is to watch where you're stepping and, you know, try not to step on those little bugs. Because if you can do the little things, you can do the big things. Now, of course, it's not easy, you know. I'm sure all of us have been angry before. And anger is something that, well, whether we like to admit it or not, it's something that we kind of like when we're feeling it, in a way. It is an intensity. It's a fire that burns, and we kind of dwell in it. The secret to dealing with that, as I think I've mentioned before in previous podcasts, is that you need to learn to recognize it and to let it go. Now, when you're talking about taking that same fuel and turning it into compassion, you know, to help to make this world a better place, you have to have a game plan with that. So it's not just a matter of, you know, I'm angry and I'm going to turn it to compassion. Great. Next. What you have to do is make some choices in your life. And all the little things that you do, they do matter. You know, like, say you are going to, maybe you're someone who loves, I don't know. Well, let's make it pretty simple. Say you're someone who your main kind of fuel for the body is you like your meat and potatoes. Well, here's the thing. If you haven't figured this out yet, that's not necessarily the most healthy thing for the planet. The amount of forests that are cut down just so, you know, humans can have cows, it's kind of ridiculous. The other thing is, if you actually look into it, a country like Indonesia is one of the worst polluters on the planet because of their palm oil. So guess what? When you go to the grocery store, because of your righteous anger that you're turning to compassion, you don't buy anything that has palm oil in it. So that Indonesia eventually gets the message that, you know, deforestation and, you know, fossil fuel burning just so you can have an industry of palm oil is not what we want to do. You know, when you have the choice to walk instead of drive your car. Well, walk. That doesn't mean you can't ever drive. It just means that we, you know, make some choices. Now, you might be wondering to yourself, so what does this all have to do with training? Well, if you think about it, let's say for the martial arts crowd, you train at least to some degree, so you learn self-defense. Now, we're talking about fantasy, aren't we? Because you don't know if you actually need to defend yourself, ever. You may get through your entire life and never have any sort of situation where that arises. So if that's the case, then where is the self-defense? Well, the self-defense has to be in everything you do. Your self-defense has to be in the choices that you make. Are you learning to be calm? Are you learning to be peaceful? Are you eating healthy? Are you exercising? Are you doing all the things that you need to do so that your self-defense is how you live your life? That's an interesting way of looking at it if you think about it. Because I'll tell you something, as someone who has done martial arts for most of my life, actually defending yourself, it doesn't really take that long to get proficient at it. But learning to live a life that is better and not make stupid choices and not, you know, just be led around by your emotions, that's a lot harder, and we all fall prey to that. It's easier to be angry than to be compassionate. It's easier to be frustrated than be kind. It's easier to be rude than to be friendly. Because let's face it, life throws stuff our way constantly. And it's the choices that we make. And that is what training is actually about. So if you are someone who, you know, loves training, whatever that means, maybe it's yoga, maybe it's martial arts, maybe it's Zen, what you need to do is ask yourself those tougher questions about, what does this actually mean? How am I making this something that's useful and not just a kind of tourist, you know, following the motions? None of it ultimately really matters. It's like, you know, I meet people and play pickleball. That's not something that is necessarily going to, you know, get you to a place where you're making a huge difference in your life or in the world. No, it's nothing against pickleball. Actually, I've never played it. So maybe pickleball is awesome. Maybe pickleball is the path to enlightenment. I have no clue. I don't even know what it is. But it always makes me smile because I love pickles. But in terms of your training, what you need to do is always be thinking about, how can I expand this? How can I make it more? How can I make this about others rather than self? How can I change my life in the little bits? So like I said, you know, make your path, looking out for those little bugs as you're going for your walk, trying to get those 10,000 steps. Feed the birds. Plant a tree. Ride your bike. Don't buy palm oil. And then the way we train, because let's face it, the way what we're training actually is something inside. It's not the physical body. It's something more. Then our training becomes more. Then we can slowly change this world for the best. And ultimately, that's what we need. We need that more than more elbows and knees. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be doing that, because I think you should. But you need to be doing it from an enhanced perspective, an engaged perspective. So you're not like those smiling people in the temple in the mountain that are refusing to help those in need. It's not the easy path, but it's the better path. So there you go. What we need is to make sure that our training is something that, when the book of our life closes, we know that there was meaning to it. That the things that you did actually made a difference. Whether in a big way or a small way, it doesn't really matter. Because I don't know about you, but there have been people that I've met who have changed my life completely. Some of them without ever meeting them. And that's pretty magical if you think about it. So, I think we'll end it there. My challenge to you is to live a more engaged life through your training. Channel that righteous anger into compassion. Be kind. Help this world. Help your friends. Help the critters that are around you. Smile more. Thank you so much for listening again. If you're liking this podcast, please give it 5 stars wherever you're listening. Give it a solid review. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your frenemies. Check out our website, warriorsway.ca. And until next time, train hard, have fun, and for heaven's sake, be a good friend to this world and to everything in it. Take care.